What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, y'all. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you 24/7, or maybe you have gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, or Stitcher, or Spotify, your favorite podcast app, or we're always available at crabdiving.com.
I love Satan, and I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death.
Mike Pence on a Saturday night.
Yay.
However, whenever you're wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours live. Join us on our social media at Crab Diving, especially Twitter. You can tweet us during the show. Ooh, yes. We read that shit. Fuck it. Let's see what's going on. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And number one, quick shout out to Lister Jeff for. On our Facebook, crabdiving.com. No. Facebook.com/crabdiving. He put a link to the Henry V scene we made.
Yeah, I watched it. It's
not a great scene.
I was particularly interested in the tennis balls.
Because
I was a tennis pro. So
I
was wondering if they were accurate, they were historically accurate tennis balls.
Why didn't they come in the can?
Are we still talking tennis?
We're talking to Henry V. That would be funny as shit. Is that Brian Blessed?
That is Brian Blessed. The amazing Brian Blessed.
That moment when he takes the balls out of the box and he goes, tennis balls, my liege.
Tennis balls, my liege.
Holy shit. That dude.
In fact, I saw that this morning because of
thanks, Jeff.
Clip that Jeff very sent. Funny. And then in the recommendations over on YouTube, I watched... A scene of Brian Blessed delivering the message to the king. Yeah.
In a giant suit of armor. And I want to take back what I said yesterday when I suggested that I wanted any of our politicians to sound like Kenneth Branagh. I must have been smoking crack cocaine because we don't have anyone. Oh my God, this dog with these fucking bones where she hides them. Those are blocks of fucked up yak cheese.
Yak cheese, right? Yeah.
Okay. Hi. It's very hippie of you. I'm just kidding. But you know, like, I wanted Bob Mueller to be Kenneth Branagh.
Well, yeah.
I'm insane. It's not going to happen. I'm nuts. He's so amazing, and nobody's going to be Kenneth Branagh in that.
You know, I wish we had a Brian Blessed. You're right.
Tennis balls, my liege.
Some people have no idea what the fuck we're talking about. The movie Henry V, Henry V by Kenneth Branagh.
Fucking Google it.
And Brian Blessed is the rather large friend of, I forget what the name of the character he plays, but he's the second in command or some.
Yes.
The head, he's the poobah.
He's his buddy.
The co-poobah of Kenneth Branagh's character. And he has one of these classic deliveries like this. Yes, my liege.
But. Damn, he's good.
Amazing voice, yeah.
And you know, if you hate Shakespeare and all that shit, I get it. But fuck that. You got to watch this Kenneth Branagh's Henry V. People forget that that's an amazing fucking movie. Derek Jacobi's in that.
It's fucking great. Once More into the Breach.
Go see it. Go see it.
Once More into the Breach, bitches. Yeah, once more.
God forbid you download something on your computer that's not fucking porn or crab diving. Jesus.
Or cat video.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. It is, you know, we're 24 hours away from the Mueller testimony.
I don't feel any different.
Still doing post-mortem, I guess, even though only a few new things were learned. We learned that the short period of time it takes for Robert Mueller to say, we did not exonerate the president, and for Trump to tweet, total exoneration.
Yeah.
No collusion. Right. No obstruction.
We also learned that when people said, you know, speaking in public and in theatrics aren't Bob Mueller's thing, you should believe him. You know, we should
believe
him.
That's an understatement, yeah.
I mean, listen, the guy did his job, right? He compiled the report. He probably proved the collusion or the whatever the fuck. What noise is that? What is that?
I don't know. It's one I never play. It says cartoon.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another one.
You know,
they're all like clunks.
Oh yeah, yeah. Wow. You know, man, the truth is, we need Nancy Pelosi and these Democrats to do their fucking job and handle this Shitler. Bob Mueller did his job,
well,
right? He compiled this fucking report no one will read.
There's a theory.
Yes.
That could be a true. Might not be. But there's a theory that Nancy is crazy like a fox.
Yes.
And that she wants these court cases to go their way.
Right.
And to have all this information.
Court cases.
So that when they do start the impeachment proceedings,
yes,
and possibly have a vote,
right,
that it will the evidence will be so huge that even some Republicans in the Senate will have to take note.
Oh, God.
And that she's thinking this could be a better way to take the Senate by using that as a major issue coming into November 2020. I'm not saying that's true.
Think that's bullshit? That's just something out there to string us along? Because you don't want to fuck up these purple Democrats?
I think it's a reach. But I don't know. Nancy's always been good. I mean, she's always, you know, she got Obamacare passed with.
Right.
And that wasn't going to be easy.
Yeah.
With her own caucus.
Yes. I mean, I hope. I mean, what I kind of think is he's not going to get impeached, and hopefully he won't get elected, and the Republicans will keep the Senate. That's what I think will happen.
Probably.
And you know,
or it'll be a tie, but that'll be great because then the Democratic vice president will be the tiebreaker in the Senate. But still, no. What's a filibuster proof?
Right. Right.
Majority, but now kind of both sides are talking about getting rid of that anyway. Because,
you know,
at this point,
it's a
fuck
shame.
It, you're not going to get 60 of them to agree on anything ever.
And that's what they care about more than anything, those fucking numbers.
Yeah.
And I get it. I get it. It matters. But Jesus, does Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in the House, these fucking centrists, do they not want to go down in history as the people that didn't speak out against Trump, that didn't start the impeachment tree? Did they want to be remembered as that? As doing nothing?
Well, she may be just waiting until, you know, even if it's another month or two, there's still plenty of time.
Yeah.
Before the election and everything to get all that shit started.
And why would it matter?
So why not have more ammo to humiliate the team treason in the Senate? Why not have more?
Are we adhering to some weird unwritten rule that you can't do an impeachment during a fucking election? Are we going to be saddled with this garbage?
Well, I hope not, because Bill Clinton won re-election while they were special counsel was investigating him.
I can see our apologist Democrats doing that. Yes, we don't want to be loud, not during the election. It wouldn't be appropriate. Oh, my God.
But who knows? We shall have to see what goes on. Maybe she's crazy like a fox, but I don't know. Maybe she's just wrong.
Here's what's going to
happen. In her belief.
The white guy is going to continue to fuck this country like the white guy always has.
Well, and some of it has to do, they were talking about it today on telly, with, you know, it's not her decision. There's 240-ish Democrats that she's got to get on board with this. And right now, we saw the last vote, 95. There were only 95 votes to proceed to impeachment inquiry.
Yes.
When
I saw that. That's depressing.
So
that's depressing.
She's got to even make sure that she's convincing the rest of her caucus that she's going to have the rest of the caucus, and that it'll be 240 something. It'll be single Democrat will say, we got to.
What's the point of us having a representative government if they can't stand up to a fucking tyrant?
No, we don't have a representative government.
Yeah, you're right. But our government sucks. We're not standing up to Donald Trump.
But he hates America.
We're letting him.
Leave it if you don't love it.
God, we're just letting this guy steamroll. And it's insane.
I mean, it feels like that, but it's kind of not like that. There's a lot of shit that he hasn't gotten that he has wanted.
But I would say to that, and I hate to be this guy, but camps, dude. Camps, camps. I mean.
There were camps before.
Yeah.
Not to the extent.
It's different.
But let's not forget those first pictures of kids in cages
were
under the Obama administration.
But there's zero tolerance.
Well, and those were kids that were unaccompanied, I believe. There was no family separation under
Obama. And they were
being
processed and then moved
hopefully,
somewhere.
I mean, it's all,
you shouldn't put kids in fucking cages.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Indeed.
Oh, fuck the news drop.
Yes.
HuffPo.
Yes.
Paris is burning. Holy shit. 108 degrees.
Oh, shit.
And Paris.
Oh, oui. Bilda is correct.
Bonjour.
Oh, yes.
Record temperatures are being set across Europe.
9!
I sound like Pink Panther.
Yeah.
Including Paris, as the continent swelters Thursday in what is the second heat wave this summer.
When you mean Pete Panther, you're referring to Peter Sellers, of course.
The old, amazing old movies.
I love Steve Martin, but Jesus fucking Christ, why did you remake those, dude?
That was horrible.
He's got divorces.
Just saying. Oh, yeah.
The man has some divorces. He needs checks.
Do they have kids? Does he have Spawn out there?
I have no idea.
Did he email you after you
That's right.
Emailed him about a play you were doing?
Oh, damn. That was like, it was the 90s or something.
When you were four?
How many children does Steve Martin have?
Climate scientists warn that this could be the new normal in many parts of the world.
I'm so sorry. Steve Martin opens up about becoming a first-time father at 67.
I remember that. Yeah, now I remember doing that story.
67?
That's not.
Gee, Steve, when your child is 18, you'll be
85.
Oh, yeah. And maybe
high school graduate.
Maybe in an urn.
Yeah. Holy shit. That's, yeah, okay.
67?
But rich.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I guess if you're going to leave your child parentless.
Steve Martin's child has staff.
Surely. Paris is burning. Climate scientists say this could be the new normal in parts of the world.
Yes.
But temperate Europe, where air conditioning is rare, isn't equipped for the temperatures that are frying the region this week.
Oh, shit.
Tourists were frolicking in fountains to seek relief.
They
tend to sometimes frown upon that, depending on the fountain.
Well, it's can't be healthy.
Authorities and volunteers. Oh, this is France, so the government kind of helps people.
Oh, wow.
Authorities and volunteers were fanning out to help the elderly, sick, and homeless that are hardest hit by the heat. Trains were canceled.
Right.
and French authorities urge travelers to stay home.
Do you cancel the trains? They have air conditioning.
Not all of them.
Oh, my God. You know, let me translate.
Do you recall an overnight train from
Austria?
Pisa. Florence? From Florence?
Right, from Pisa, Florence to Austria.
From Florence to Vienna, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Very hot. That's hot in French.
Heat records are being broken across Europe. On Thursday afternoon, Paris hit 108 degrees.
Oh, fuck.
108.3 Fahrenheit.
See, wait. Won't this fuck up us wanting to use, like, solar and wind and alternate energies? Now, all of a sudden, everybody's got to have fucking air conditioning to live on this fucking planet.
Well, it'll be so hot that, maybe the solar will do better. I mean,
what if our air conditioning went out?
It would be miserable.
It would be horrible.
Yeah. Netherlands and Belgium are also reporting new record heats.
Ooh.
And Britannia is expected to do so later.
Yes.
Hello!
With its new prime minister.
Bojo! Is that what people call him?
Yeah. Who, by the way, Boris Johnson, is very Trumpian in that they don't think he could win the popular vote.
Yeah.
Like, he was elected by his party that went out and voted for him. So
what a shitty party.
That's like 100,000 people went out and voted.
And they picked 100,000 people picked this guy.
Well, that's what they're saying is this is, you know, you think we've got issues here with our elections. Well, they kind of do, too, until they call the general and then everybody's up for grabs. Well, sort of. They elect the representatives, and then the representatives that have the most votes get together and select the PM kind of deals.
That sounds like fun. Damn, you were talking about in France. You said authorities are out helping people deal with the heat.
I know, those cucks.
They do the same thing here, except that instead of helping, they shoot.
Well, that's helping.
Well, I'm going to help.
Depending on your definition.
Well, yeah. Let me plant some heroin in your car.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo. Let's see what the drudges are dredging up.
Yay.
Same thing. Record 108 in Paris, London Broil. Oh, see what they did there.
what is this HuffPo?
Drudge.
Shame on you for those fucking puns.
Lots of pictures of tour. Apparently people frolicking in the fountains.
Ooh.
Next to the Eiffel Tower. Le Tower Eiffel.
Yes. Oui.
There you go.
Right.
That's your headline.
Wow.
Same headline.
Congratulations, everyone.
Amazingly.
Nice work.
They're calling it a ratings bust for the Mueller hearings yesterday.
Damn, I don't know. I mean, we're engaged in the news, and we do a daily news show, and I know I didn't watch the whole fucking thing. Do you know why? It sucked!
Had I not had to work, I would have probably at least listened to.
I mean, I listened
all of it, but I had to turn it off because I was losing my mind at times.
Yeah.
I was trying to concentrate on work, and I'm listening to some asshole Republican spewing some conspiracy theory.
That's the worst, and especially when you realize, oh, that's my representative. He's working for me in Washington.
I mean, how can you pay attention to anything when Louis Gohmert is speaking in any capacity whatsoever?
What a fucking loon.
But
you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
We got a big planned battle.
What does he mean by last very long?
You're not going to last long in the battle. You'll be bested.
Oh, I see. I thought
you'll
be
bested because
he meant you were a little too excited, and you're.
I don't know that we. We might have to ask him what he... Wow.
I have to save up for round two.
Do you imagine? He's like, guys, we have this big planned battle, and I know a lot of you are down the road getting jack-offs.
Massages.
Come on. No more massages until the big planned battle, okay?
Apparently the crowds are unhappy.
Right. I won't be massaged.
News coverage. It says Drew... a sizable audience, but not as big as some other recent televised hearings.
Ooh, yes. Wow.
Drew an average of just under 13 million.
Right.
On ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, and MSNBC.
Right.
There were other ways to watch, yes. Streaming and shit, which might not have been counted.
Yes.
Michael Cohen got better ratings. 16 million when he testified before Congress in February.
Yes.
Comey got 19.5 million.
Oh, shit.
When he appeared before Congress in
right.
2017. And the winner was Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing, which averaged 20 million.
Damn. Well, Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing, that was good because we had Squee and God, he cried. You know what I mean?
He did, and the face that launched a million memes.
Has any other, I don't know if anyone could answer this, but have we ever had a Supreme Court justice cry during his confirmation hearing?
I don't have that information.
Have we had anyone cry during their confirmation hearing for any appointment in government?
Probably.
But not... Who, though?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, really, I'm trying to, because it's bizarre,
but
right?
But I'm just thinking it's happened so, you know, there's been so many confirmations throughout history. There's got to be a sniffle or two.
You know what, though? If I'm confirming someone and I'm watching some dude cry at a confirmation hearing, I'm not denying you can be emotional. I'm not saying that. But crying at a confirmation hearing gives
crying
me pause.
Over that.
Oh, yes.
If you're recounting, you know, how your mother was inspirational to you and she's no longer with us or something like that, you know, you could see getting a little emotional in that capacity.
Right, right.
But to be like, they said I raped somebody and I never did and I'm supposed to be on the Supreme Court. They told me I could.
What about Squee? And how he brought up Squee in the weirdest way, not to get into it again, but shit. He was like, Squee was there.
Well, it was in his diary. Or his calendar. Remember,
right.
it was Brewskis with Squee and Zip Zip and Dingle Dong or whatever the fuck his cool friends were named.
Zip Zip and Dingle Dong?
Don't ask me.
This sounds like the cast of Waiting for Godot.
G Money and oh wait, those are the drug dealers in Maine.
From Paul Lepage.
Paul Lepage.
Oh, oui, fuck you.
So it wasn't a disaster. Like the Drudge Report headline is implying, but it was not a ratings juggernaut.
No. And, in terms of, I'm trying not to say it was disastrous for the good guys. But when you think about what is at stake, though, it kind of feels like it was. This was a big deal. This was a big deal.
My expectations were met.
Oh, God. So you didn't think it was going to be good?
I didn't think unless somehow, I don't know, Mueller decided to completely surprise everybody.
Yeah.
He made it clear in his, when he made his statement that one time that if you call me in, I will not stray further than these 400 and whatever pages. And he did a pretty good job of that. But they still managed to get a shit ton of stuff. They got Mueller in his voice.
Right.
Saying, did you exonerate the president? No.
Let me ask you something.
Can the president be prosecuted after he leaves office? Absolutely.
Here's what I don't understand. You get called in to testify to Congress. And before you go, you say, hey, I am only speaking to what's in this document. You want to ask me anything else? You can suck my cock. How is he allowed to do that? He's a private citizen.
Because he's a citizen. And what are they going to do? Hook up electrodes to his nipples?
Not at all.
And say you didn't answer?
Not at all, but...
Mike Pence is like, oh, I'll testify.
No, dude, but like, if you go to court, when was the last time you go to some court and you say, this is the only thing I'm talking about? Why is he allowed to set parameters?
It's a different deal.
Right. I guess
and they can hold him in contempt if they feel so obliged.
And why are they taking so long to deal with this Don McGahn?
Well, because they've got a court date.
Yeah.
They've got a court date. They've declared them. Well, I think we found out yesterday that the shockingly, I know we're all really surprised that the Department of Justice under Bill Barr will not be investigating as a crime Bill Barr and Don McGahn for being in contempt of Congress.
Well, they
what a shocker.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
They've declined to look into the criminality of that. So it's, you know, it's kind of a toothless deal. Well, now they go to court now to try to compel them
to compel these people to talk to Congress
or to give up the documents that they wanted.
God damn.
So,
I'm just saying our founding fathers, I mean, I know you guys are busy raping your slaves, but did you not foresee something like this? Could you not have made your document just a little better? I'm sorry, slave owners.
Think,
not to be an asshole, but fuck.
Well, that's the problem, is it would have been probably a lot better had it not been for the fucking southern plantation states demanding special treatment.
I mean,
fuck your democracy. We should get more votes than other people because, you know.
You know what I don't understand? History is littered with motherfuckers like Donald Trump, but yet our country is taken by surprise. We don't have a great provision to deal with him. And we're like, oh my God, I'm so surprised we have a tyrant that's doing whatever the fuck he wants.
Nixon tried, and they finally had to say goodbye to him.
Yeah.
But he kind of still respected the rule of law a tiny little bit. Because once you even heard Trump. Trump is like, why did Nixon keep those tapes? Why didn't he just erase him? I would have erased him. He admitted it. Trump's like, I would have erased him.
Well, was Nixon a fascist?
Maybe. Define, yeah.
I mean, well, when I think of fascism, I think of scapegoating
people
of color for the woes of all our poor white evangelical dickbags.
I don't necessarily believe that Nixon wanted to overturn the system of voting in representatives and shit like that, but he definitely wanted a more powerful presidency. But they all do. It's been one of the classic give and takes. That's why we have the checks and balances, but we've been broken bottle fucked for the past 40 or 50 years by an insidious wealthy minority who have been trying to undermine our democratic process by saying, well, we're better than those people who don't have money. We should be running things.
Right. It's just so fucked. I mean, at some point, someone in our government, there'll be some statesman will wake up and say, you're right. We are being broken bottle fucked. There's no reason for this. Our system sucks. We have to step outside the box and do something because all that shit they did in Germany was legal. All that shit rounding people up in their government at the time was allowed for. It was illegal to hide Jews. It was illegal to fight against the Nazis.
Right.
You got to keep that shit in mind.
There is a report over at Salon. It's salon.com by Amanda Marcotte, who tries to assuage the people who think it was a complete disaster yesterday.
Right, right.
She says that we're too much in the tabloid journalism TV reality show era.
Yeah.
And that this hearing back in the 70s would have been devastating.
Right.
Because of the substance.
Yeah.
She said, she's blaming part of the media. The media declares Mueller was boring. Who cares if Trump is a criminal? Is the headline. So, I mean, her point is, you know, in different time period.
Yeah.
That the Watergate hearings were boring as fuck.
But
the news covered what was going on.
Right.
You had Walter Cronkite at night saying, well, the president had secret tapes that now the Supreme Court has forced him to turn over, which he then did. That's the difference between Trump and Nixon.
And also,
Nixon turned over the tapes. Trump would have been eating them.
The only reason we're comparing Trump to Nixon is because they're not remotely similar. Trump is insane.
Worse, yeah.
Trump has Fox News.
And made worse by the media, which is kind of what this point is. So,
I don't remember.
Hopefully the Democrats are working on that messaging.
Yeah. I mean, is the obituary on this country going to be, listen, there was this memo from Watergate. That's why we couldn't do anything to protect our country, because of a bullshit fucking memo based on a situation that's barely comparable. And the only reason it's comparable because Nixon was impeached. What else is similar?
She says here of the media, like the kid in your college freshman literature class who whines that Pride and Prejudice would be better if it had more action scenes. The supposed luminaries of our political press largely agreed that since Mueller can't give good face to the TV cameras, that means it's curtains for any accountability for our criminal president.
Well, my problem with Mueller and the way the Democrats handled this, it's as if they didn't plan for it and they weren't prepared. That's why it bothered me.
Well, and her, I think her point is, and your point is that the information came out, and Nancy and Chuck and the other two that came out to have their big press conference immediately after,
yes,
should have been rending their garments and saying, oh my God, this is proof that the president is a criminal. We are starting impeachment proceedings right now.
There's no
but
urgency.
By them to go out and have that that press conference, and the horrible optics then of Nancy getting pissed off, answering the reporters who were like, why aren't you impeaching this guy?
Yes.
And instead it was, we have proof of the criminality of the president. We're going to soldier on and keep getting more information.
It's insane. It's as if the
that was a horrible error.
It's as if the centrist Democrats are helping him. In a way, it's like they're helping Trump. They want to say, no, don't impeach him. Calm down. Don't be loud. Don't resist. She's telling that reporter to not be pissed off. My God, we're learning.
She was being pissed off.
Yeah. Oh, because they were mad.
She was getting irritated. She's like, how many times do I have to answer this? We're getting more information.
More times.
And the more info you have, it's got to be ironclad so that when we deliver it to the Senate, they have no choice. Blah, 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 blah.
But she's even betraying her own words, because she's got to be ironclad. But didn't she say the Mueller report has damning information in it?
Oh, they declared it. Sure.
So if the Mueller report doesn't contain ironclad information, then why are you putting so much motherfucking weight behind it?
If the Mueller report has information enough to impeach, why the fuck are you not impeaching? And Mueller, in his Mullerian way,
yes,
laid it all out.
Right.
I can't do shit.
Mullerian.
I can't do... Yeah.
I will guarantee you, you're the only one that has used that.
I can't claim that.
Hey,
I haven't read it anywhere, but you
Malarian's
know,
good.
But Mueller said, I can't do shit. I can't indict the guy, and I can't even say he should be indicted. I can say he is completely exonerated.
Right.
But I can't say that.
You know what we need?
And then he gives them, he puts it in there. You know, there are remedies for which a president can be held accountable while he is president. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. There's your Monty Python moment.
Yeah, you know what I think about, and this is not fair at all. I don't give a shit. You know, just think about people marching at Selma, getting their skulls beat in by these fucking racist cops. And Mueller is an old, rich, well-protected white guy. And he can't step outside of some fucking bullshit memo from the Nixon administration and say, this guy should be indicted. This guy is treasonous. He can't do that. Who's more protected than a fucking old white cop?
Well, you're right.
Why can't he do that? Did he not have the courage? Does he not think it's morally right? Can he not give a memo? Motherfucker, please.
Green, green, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's just like, how toothless? Dude, what would happen to Bob Mueller if he said we should indict the president? What happens? What happens to Bob Mueller?
Well, we would have been in litigation. Well, yeah. He probably would have been fired. That would have been probably cause to fire him because he's going against the policy. But then somebody would have to challenge the policy and take it to court.
He should have said something.
The Democrats, you know.
The guy's in his 70s. You're an old white dude. I would have fucking said something. I would have been, you know what? This motherfucker should be indicted. Suck my dick. Goodbye.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Trump just tweeted, very disappointed in Prime Minister Stefan Löfven for being unable to act. Sweden has let our African-American community down in the United States. I watched the tapes of ASAP Rocky, and he was being followed and harassed by troublemakers. Treat Americans fairly. Hashtag free Rocky.
He is doing it wrong.
Such bullshit. This is such bullshit. Look how much I care about black people.
Oh, yes.
The African-American community has been let down, not by the police that are summarily executing them.
Oh, yeah.
But because the evil Swedes won't let poor ASAP Rocky out of Swedish prison, which I'm sure is not like Turkish prison.
And you know, Donald, if you want,
I'm not saying it's great,
right?
But it's probably humane treatment.
Instead of helping ASAP Rocky, I know this is going to sound crazy, Trump politicized it and used it to his advantage.
Oh, sure.
To suck the dick of his base. Wait, how does his base like this?
Well, black people aren't dumb. Black people remember racist bullshit.
But I mean, his lunatic base.
His base isn't.
They don't care.
Yeah, this is for the base to say they already don't think he's a racist.
Hey, Trump.
Because they don't think they're racist.
Right.
It's just that, you know, the blacks are bad.
Hey, Trump, are you going to take...
Yeah, right.
Hey, take Beeb's advice and liberate those camps at our border, you dick.
Give ASAP Rocky his freedom. We do so much for Sweden, but it doesn't seem to work the other way around. Sweden should focus on its real crime problem. Oh. Hashtag free Rocky. You know what that means.
Yes.
Oh, look at all those brown people you let in that are committing all the crimes.
You know, if you really wanted to help, I would have picked up the phone. You would have picked up the phone and said, hi, President of Sweden. There's this guy, ASAP Rocky, who's in jail. You know, won't you let him out?
Yeah.
Instead of like going to Twitter.
Oh, my God. Two tweets this morning. Mark Levin will be on Fox and Friends now. Great guy.
Who gives a fuck?
And then
great guy.
Mark Levin on Fox and Friends. Great guy.
You know, the definition
two
of a
tweets.
Great guy by Trump is what? A
two.
Child rapist?
Two tweets.
Wow.
This morning he tweeted President Trump's approval rating on economy. An economy.
Right.
Is it 52%? 4-point jump. Fox poll. Shouldn't this be at 100%? Best stock market, economy, and unemployment numbers ever. Most people working within U.S. ever. Low interest rates, very low inflation, country doing great, exclamation point. It's
right.
Not. It's a gilded turd.
Right.
Now he's saying the House, now he's mad at the House Republicans.
Right.
Because he caved on that 2-year budget agreement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're squealing.
Are they upset?
Oh, yeah.
Well, fuck you guys.
What about the deficit? All of a sudden, after each one of them signed the gazillion-dollar tax breaks for the rich and corporations.
And the rest of the country is looking at the Republic say, what about this tyrannical fascist? Why don't you fucking impeach him?
House Republicans should support the 2-year budget agreement, which greatly helps our military and our vets. I'm totally with you, exclamation point.
He's tweeting this.
That was 9 hours ago.
Did Obama tweet all his communications to the Congress and the legislative bodies, blah, 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 blah? Did he do that?
No, Obama didn't have as much executive time as this president does in his
day.
Forget
that. How much executive time does this dickhead have?
Apparently,
all morning.
He doesn't waddle out of the residence until like 11. I've heard.
So in the morning.
Unless he's got something specific.
So in the morning, he's fucking Egg McMuffins. He's talking to somebody in Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, or hate watching and Joe and TiVoing Fox and Friends so that he can jerk off to it.
You know, I have a question. My hypocrisy radar is going off. So Trump is going to make overtures.
Come on, with Trump.
I know.
Get out.
He's going to make overtures for A$AP Rocky, who I'm sure he was a big fan of before this.
I'm sure he's very familiar. I'm sure he can sing every song.
Yes. Overtures to A$AP, to Sweden, to get rid of, to release A$AP Rocky. But the Saudis.
Two tweets in a row.
They dragged a guy into a basement, cut him up, a journalist that lived in our country, and then cooked him in an oven or some bullshit like that. He doesn't give a fuck.
But the prince looked into it and said he didn't do it.
But our intelligence people.
That's what it was. The prince looked into it and said he didn't do it.
Wow.
He had nothing to do with it.
Are we shocked that.
It's like our police everywhere. Yeah.
Are we shocked?
Police did an internal investigation and decided that shooting was completely justified as that man was running away.
Oh, man. This, this Tymar Crawford thing in Pensacola, this guy was shot by four cops, shot him, I think, or something, and there's no body cam footage. There's going to be a big town hall meeting coming up. I think this story is about to be a huge national thing.
Yeah, they say that the po-po are saying he grabbed their gun, but again,
where's the body cam footage?
There were no body cams that were on.
Because,
and this was like a chase, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, they were.
Yeah.
So.
And it was about weed. The guy was supposedly throwing weed out of his window. He got to his house, tried to go in, and they shot him.
Yes.
But if the body cam footage shows that he disarmed a cop, then if the body cam footage exonerated these cops, wouldn't they be dying to get it out there? Wouldn't the police department in Pensacola be dying to get it out there? But it's not out there.
That's when the body cams work.
Oh, yes. Isn't that weird?
Is when they know they didn't do anything wrong.
Wow.
Or they're so bold, like that guy who was planting meth on people willy-nilly left and right, and they had to vacate hundreds of convictions because of him.
What a dickhead.
Here in Florida, I believe. Congratulations.
So does that guy go to jail, do you think?
Oh, he's going, yeah. He's been charged with significant shit.
What happens when you're in jail and you run into that guy and you're like,
well,
damn,
that's it. He's going to probably have to be in some kind of protective.
Yeah. You arrested me, right?
Custody. Well, or
I remember you.
Cops in general.
Oh, yeah. They get
are not, for some reason, well beloved in prison.
That's
I would think.
Weird. Well, isn't that special?
Elsewhere in the news, thoughts and prayers to Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
Who, there's not a ton of info about exactly what happened, but he was found injured,
yes,
in his New York City jail cell,
right,
while awaiting these sex abuse charges,
right.
Initial reports weren't sure,
yes,
what had happened.
Isn't he in some kind of protective custody? I mean, he's not out in the general population in some jail, is he?
Well, he's probably in rich guy jail.
Yeah. But protected, because like you say, this guy could have some heavy hitters on his Rolodex with deep pockets. It's not out of the realm of possibilities they could try to have him killed, right? I've seen movies.
Well, yeah. He's now on suicide watch, so apparently I don't know if he tried to harm himself.
You know, I don't mean to laugh, but this is kind of bizarre. How many children does this man have to rape and or traffic before he decides that he's disgusted with himself enough to end it all?
Never.
Right.
He doesn't care about that.
Yeah. I was like, at this point, you know, it's just he got caught.
This is Jeffrey Epstein was moved to a suicide watch unit in a New York City detention center.
Sad.
After the financier facing sex trafficking charges was found unconscious in his cell.
Oh, shit.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Mr. Epstein, 66 years old, is being held pending trial.
Right.
At the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan.
Okay.
Facing two counts of sex trafficking of minors so far.
Right.
He was arrested July 6th at Teterboro Airport in New Jersey as he was returning from Paris.
Teterboro?
Teterboro.
Hello, welcome to Teterboro.
On his private jet.
Oh, yeah.
Coming back from Paris. He's pleaded not guilty to federal charges stemming from an alleged scheme to exploit underage girls and is facing a maximum sentence of 45 years in the... Huskow.
Right.
They said he had marks on his neck.
Okay.
But that his injuries weren't life-threatening. I don't know what that means.
What is that? Was it like...
Try to choke himself to death? Or
how do you... God, I don't know
himself
that...
Or,
as a human being, are you capable of choking yourself to death?
I think you can maybe choke yourself almost out, but once you start losing consciousness, you lose your grip and you stop choking.
It's an issue.
I mean, if unless you're using a device, some outside help.
Yes.
So he's he wasn't even transported to hospital. They say
hospital.
So
he just doesn't seem like I don't know.
Thoughts and prayers.
I mean, I'm not friends with Jeffrey Epstein. But, I mean, he just doesn't seem like a suicidal type, right? Some dude that traffics kids and rapes kids. You know.
ABC News reports it.
It seems odd that he would kill himself, is my point, right?
Well, I mean, and let's not forget, I think I tweeted this morning that.
Yes.
I don't think it's too tinfoil hat to say. Aren't there some potentially really big names bouncing around in his head that were in his little black book?
Yeah, yeah. You think all these rich people are doing a secret GoFundMe to pay for some hit dude to go in there and take care of him?
It would not be out of the realm of possibilities.
Right.
Just saying.
Yes.
So that was trending. Jeffrey Epstein was
trending on Twitter.
Poor dude.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do this every goddamn weekday. Don't forget, if you want to help us out, you can buy shit through our Amazon link.
Yay.
When you go buy shit from Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We get paid, baby.
And we get a little commission. Doesn't
That's
cost
right.
you fuck all.
Hello.
It's just, Jeff Bezos, drives over once a month with an envelope.
Didn't we do a story that all these oligarchs like Bezos and these tech fucks, don't they have like secret end of the world bunkers?
There was a story about, I don't know about all of them, but there are some rich folk that,
getting ready.
They have, sure.
Man.
He's got his own fucking island.
Bezos?
Epstein.
Epstein. That's right. Epstein has his own island. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. It's just weird. I don't understand. Why would the guy come back in the country? I mean, didn't he wouldn't you always suspect that maybe, like, you got away with it, but maybe you're going to get caught?
That's part of
It'll
their hubris. That's they're part of their thing. Look at Trump. He's gotten away with it his whole fucking life.
If we find out through Jeffrey Epstein that Trump, we give evidence that Trump raped children, will he be impeached? Will then Nancy Pelosi start proceedings?
Well, maybe. She'll probably want to get more information. Also in the news, America's becoming greater.
Boo!
Attorney General William Barr has directed the Federal Bureau of Prisons to resume capital punishment.
Yay! Great! Is that progress?
No.
Jesus.
Nearly two decades after the death penalty was last used at the federal level.
Are we barbarians?
Barr ordered the executions of five death row inmates beginning this December. It says the executions had lapsed due to a shortage of sodium thiopental.
Oh, right.
An anesthetic that's part of the three drug cocktail used yes. in executions as stipulated by the federal execution protocol.
Wow.
Republicans will say, bring back the chair, hey. Bring back the gas chamber, bring back the firing squad.
Isn't that a French pharmaceutical company made this chemical and they didn't want to export it to the U.S. for the use of like capital punishment?
And some other companies here were like, we don't want our drug being used to kill people.
Just get Bill Cosby on the case. He'll know how to mix that chemical or whatever the fuck it is.
In 2014, then President Obama ordered a review of the lethal injection drugs that states had begun trying to use instead of sodium thiopental following a horrific botched execution in Oklahoma.
Right.
The following year, Oklahoma legalized execution by nitrogen asphyxiation.
How the? They held a pillow over your head or not?
They pump nitrogen into
like nitrous oxide
nitrogen.
Oh, okay.
Suck out all the oxygen. You just start breathing and you just fall asleep and die.
It doesn't make your voice high pitched.
But their helium, that's how some, assisted suicide or people doing their own suicides.
Really? Helium?
Yeah.
You suck it in, your voice sounds like this.
Yeah, but then if you're sucking in nothing but helium, then you just go to sleep and die.
That's horrible. God, that's a weird way to kill yourself. Your voice sounds like a cartoon character, right?
The Barr says Congress has expressly authorized the death penalty through legislation adopted by the people's representatives in both houses of Congress, signed by the president. Oh, look at Barr being all worried about the law.
God, why do they give a fuck? What happened with the Mueller report with Barr and who was that? Rosenstein, right?
Yeah.
Some bullshit with the report, and then Congress had to wait to get it. He's not concerned about that.
Well, and then what Barr said in his press conference was bollocks, and causing even Mueller to write him a letter saying, you mischaracterized what my report is.
Right.
Listen to this. Barr said the Justice Department upholds the rule of law. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get you while you were drinking coffee.
That coffee's really nice, and I almost spit it all over the fucking computer.
And we owe it to the victims and their families to carry forward the sentence imposed by our justice system. How barbaric. What a country of barbarians we are.
Listen, they're pro-life. They're pro-life, okay?
Unless they're brown and committed a crime.
I'm a Republican. All I give a fuck about are guns and fetuses. Fuck you.
So yay, America, once again, shining city on the fucking hill.
Oh man, it's like every morning you open the HuffPo and you're like, what kind of bullshit is
what
horrific, the death penalty? Oh, that's
horrific
nice.
Shit that do we have to deal with now?
Rutger Hauer died.
R.I.P. Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, Blade Runner, man.
I actually saw a headline about the email your brother forwarded to us yesterday. The headline says, Team Trump wants, the Mueller one.
No.
Team Trump wants $2 million to celebrate total exoneration.
Is that a joke?
Which Mueller did not provide.
But that's a joke.
I'm sure your brother got this email.
Okay.
It's been over 3 months since the Mueller report was released. Democrats and the fake news media can't accept that there's no collusion, no obstruction, complete and total exoneration. Nothing about the report has changed. So why are they still pursuing this nasty witch hunt? It's time to move on. Mueller is testifying right now, and the Democrats and corrupt media are going to pull out the stops and try to trick the American people into believing their lies. How many times do I have to be exonerated before they stop?
Well, I mean, you need to get exonerated. Okay. He wants an exoneration party? Like everybody puts on hats and they celebrate that their president isn't a treasonous, rapey piece of fucking fascist shit?
Send a huge message to all the Trump haters. We're going to send a huge message to all the Trump haters by raising $2 million in the next 24 hours.
Well, okay.
And there was also a fundraising text.
No.
that they sent out.
Jesus.
There was no collusion. Let's tell the Dems to end this witch hunt by raising $2 million in 24 hours.
Damn. Well, wait, did they raise it? It's well, been the, a day,
the
right? Still,
probably, maybe. But the story is that a lot of their big-time donors have bailed on them.
Right. Oh, God. But, you know, they aren't going to get the individual donations that, say, Bernie or Elizabeth Warren get, right?
Right.
They're like, what does Bernie get? An average of $28 per
individual? Yeah, 28, 26, something. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Elizabeth Warren also.
Right.
Small dollar donors.
Right.
And a great follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
To Trump's Hitler Youth rally. The Trump Turning Point USA Youth Conference.
So depressing.
That Trump attended, which is, I believe we read in one report that these Turning Point group is marginalized even by MAGA people, that they're so crazy.
And they're fucking with children.
And these are kids. Yeah, these are their nasty spawn that they've indoctrinated and brainwashed to be racist little hate fucks.
I mean, it's seeing those kids in those MAGA hats. It's I don't know what it makes.
Yeah,
you
we
feel
played
hopeless.
The clip of that one kid saying the only thing I don't like about you, Mr. President, is that you only get to be my president for 6 more years,
baby.
And
whatever.
Trump is like, hey.
Yeah, of course he's laughing. Trump thinks that's possible.
Well, now Turning Point USA is in turmoil as they are struggling to find out who replaced the presidential seal that it was projected behind Trump. And it was very subtle. They replaced it with a doctored image that makes fun of Trump. Instead of the eagle that's holding on to the arrows, it was a double-headed eagle, which looks just like the Russian coat of arms. And then instead of grasping a bunch of arrows, the eagle in its talon was grasping golf clubs.
That's awesome.
Nobody noticed.
How hard do you think it is to outsmart these dickheads?
Well,
because all you have to do is get an email from somebody, say, hey, here's the graphic we need you guys to put on an overhead. Please do this.
Also, not in Latin, by the way, on the banner on the seal.
Yes.
Was 45 es un titere.
Titere.
Which is Spanish.
Right.
For 45 is a puppet.
A dick puppet.
So instead of Latin, they did Spanish. Right. Another fuck you to Trump.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, that's just amazing.
One spokesman said, I can't figure out where the breakdown was, but it was a last minute throw up, and that's all it was. I can't figure out who did it yet.
Well, of course you can't. You're dumb as shit.
He blamed the incident on a last minute AV mistake.
No, blame it on the fact that probably everybody works at Turning Point. They're right-wing nut job loons, and they're also fucking idiots.
Somewhere there was a breakdown. I think it was as simple as a rushed move throwing up an image, and it was the wrong one. I think if you Google presidential seal, I have a feeling that one isn't the one that comes up first.
And, dude, why don't you take responsibility and own it? You fucked up.
Well, somebody fucked up.
A breakdown in communications. Somebody sent you a bullshit image and you put it up behind the president of the United States. How many times has Schindler visited Turning Point to speak?
I don't remember this one before, but
I mean, my point is, this is a big deal. And you just put up any old image that's emailed to you, a breakdown in communications. You're a fucking loser.
Natalie Dickinson, writing for Washington Press, says, the irony in all of this is that Turning Point USA and its deeply ignorant leader, Charlie Kirk, regularly flood the internet with all manner of misinformation and lies.
Yes.
It appears that with this seal and its accurate representation of Trump, that they finally, albeit accidentally, managed to tell the truth.
Accidentally? Well, I mean, someone did that purposefully. And these people, Dude, imagine you work for people before that do like presentations and shit, like tax guys and shit, or
sure, know,
like project managers. Have you ever put together a PowerPoint?
Many times.
And do you look at the slides?
Occasionally, yes.
Would you notice?
Yes.
I feel like, would you notice if the, what, this eagle has two heads and what's up with the golf clubs? Oh, fuck it. Who gives a shit? Good enough.
Well, I mean, I don't know that if I didn't glance at it, if I didn't look at it, that I would have known the difference. Because when I first saw the picture of Trump standing in front of it, I was looking at the seal and I was like, well, I don't know what's wrong with it. Yeah. And then I saw the golf clubs.
You're not fucking this up. You aren't fucking this up.
Well, no. But I'm just saying, in if I'm doing it, it's not right. Getting fucked up. But yes. If I'm looking at it, I might trust an underling. I might just glance and say, okay, that's the presidential seal. Keep going. I'm not going to scrutinize.
Yeah, yeah.
The seal, thinking, oh my God, what if somebody fucked up and put up the wrong seal?
The
two-headed eagle thing, right. I don't fucking know. It could have to, for all I know, that's the true. Presidential seal has a two-headed right. eagle. I don't
Hey, listen, this to me is a sign to all liberals that it's open season on these idiots. Continue to do this kind of shit. They aren't going to notice. They're dumb as fuck. And I guarantee you, you can outsmart them.
Well, the spelling errors and everything. Yeah. The government releases. It's not just his fucking twits. It's official documents. There's embarrassing
They're sitting
typos.
Around the cabinet room having meetings, not knowing how to turn on the motherfucking lights. That's real.
That's right, yeah.
That is real. They literally can't turn on the lights. God.
Apparently, Trump was having some articulation problems today.
Ooh.
Maybe they had to zanny him up
or
try to balance out his uppers.
Because of Mueller?
Because of Mueller, yeah. Right. He's losing his fucking mind.
Relax, Donald.
But there was a armed forces full honors review at the Pentagon or something. And,
oh, shit.
And Trump spoke.
Oh, he loved it.
And this is from Aaron Rupar,
journalist
who tweeted this.
Ooh.
Listen to Trump.
He sounds weird.
Trying to say lawmakers.
Hmm.
He has worked in both houses of Congress advising lawmakers. I can see he had some talent because he won.
Lawmakers.
Houses of Congress. Advising lawmakers. I can see he had some talent because he won. Was it 98 to what? No, you got 90, right? Can you believe this? I don't believe it. I heard a 90.
I don't know what he's fucking 90. Talking about.
Oh, he's talking about some. Well, he's saying numbers.
It was an approval. I think it might be his new defense secretary's.
He's saying numbers, so he's lying.
Approval vote.
That's a lie. It's numbers.
Try to figure out what this is.
Lawmakers.
Gunstar. And the combat infantrooping badge for his service.
Combat
infantrooping badge.
Infantrooping.
Infantrooping bin badge. And listen, we're making fun of him because he's a fascist dickbag and he has it coming.
So. Yes.
Infantry.
Nobody knows what infantrooping is.
Take a different pill, maybe. Maybe you need a different pill. Whoever's putting pills in his mouth. Try a different pill. Infantrooping. Do we have any audio of him making fun of Modi from India, Prime Minister of India?
I don't believe that's...
He never does.
No, it's behind closed doors. That's in some of the books.
We have such a douchebag for a president.
He does
man.
That. But he mocks everybody.
Right. Pence!
Absolutely everybody.
I love that Pence. Did he make you pray?
Except Ivanka. Except Ivanka.
Ivanka.
And maybe... Melania,
Karen,
I don't
Karen
know.
Pence.
I don't know if he mocks Melania.
He didn't fuck with Mike Pence's wife, right?
Oh, he talks about Mike Pence's wife, not when she's around.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't want anything to do with her.
Yes.
I love our culture.
Yes.
I saw Stormy trending and I thought, oh, Stormy Daniels, something going on.
Yay.
And it's some Kardashian shit. Kylie Jenner. And Travis Scott were out in public with their baby Stormy.
Can I ask you a question, please? Who in the fuck is Travis Scott? Who is that?
He's a rapper?
Okay. Well, I tried to watch an old episode of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It popped up on cable, just flipping
through. Wow.
Holy.
On purpose?
God. No, I just watch it for about 5-10 minutes and damn, what assholes. All of them. Just tremendous fucking assholes. It was like, I was watching Kim Kardashian in some beautiful apartment, huge apartment she has in Hollywood, crying because I forget why she was depressed, you know. But then her mother came over and they went and got their nails done or something.
Oh, and they all felt better.
Shot some people.
Hashtag 45 is a puppet is trending because yes. of that. Because of that banner.
That's fucking amazing. I love that.
Which will drive him crazy also.
That's the best story ever.
Lawmakers.
Yeah, right. It's probably his dentures or he's like fucking pilled up. He's on the wrong pill. Try a different pill. Try Quaalude. Donald Trump probably used plenty of Quaaludes in the 70s when he was allegedly raping people or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah. Stuffing them into 13-year-old girls' mouths.
Join me in the Playboy Grotto.
Passing them out in the Miss Teen USA
yes.
changing room. Dressing
right.
room.
Absolutely.
Hey, girls. How's everything going? Donald Trump here. How's it going, ladies?
Oh, my God. And they probably knew. They're probably like, listen, Trump's going to come up in the dressing room. He's going to get real creepy. Just ignore it. You know, he's in charge of this whole thing, so he can't say shit about it. That's probably the line on Trump, right? Don't make eye contact. Don't say anything. Don't complain. Let him harass you.
Kilmeade summed up the obstruction part of Mueller's for everyone over at Fox News.
I was wondering how he felt about this.
That's just Trump being Trump.
Obstruction? Hey, that's just the BK killer. What's the BKT killer?
I don't know.
I was going to say that's the BKT killer being the BTK.
Oh, you could say the Unabomber being the Unabomber.
Yeah, I saw the BTK interview today. Oh, God. BTK, yes. It's horrible. Dr. Oz interviewed the BTK killer on CNN for some fucking reason.
He said, I think you could sum up the obstruction part of the Mueller report, Trump being Trump. Now picture this. You're wrongly accused. You know you didn't collude with Russia, which is re-revealed in the first part. And then you have 19 lawyers, all of which are on the record hating you. That's a lie.
Not hating you.
And that's a lie.
Yeah, yeah.
An utter lie. And are very talented and loaded for bear. You have then an entire group, Robert Mueller, with an endless budget. An open wallet to investigate you. Even if you don't rob the bank, if they're going to investigate you for robbing the bank, you got to wonder, why are they questioning everyone around me about something I didn't do? And what does Trump do? He fights you every step of the way. The biggest reporter, the biggest anchor, the smallest outlet. If you say something wrong, he's going to call you out. That's all what this is.
Oh, my God. How?
Not. What about firing? Telling McGahn to fire Mueller.
And what about the fact that this guy sold us out to the Russians for a fucking building, maybe in Moscow? Who the fuck knows? How much money is it worth finding out what the fuck happened to our elections in 2016?
Well, they don't want to because they need the help again.
Oh, yes.
Big time.
Well, I think they're going to get the help again. I don't think we need to worry about that.
Sean Hannity spread semen globules all over the all over the Republicans.
Right.
They all did their job. They were all prepared.
Oh, yeah. Matt Gaetz killed it. Louis Gohmert killed it. Jordan killed it.
It's really Chris Hayes on MSNBC calls Fox News Trump TV, and Joy Reid refers to it as Earth 2.
Because they're not even on the same fucking planet.
We're in a different universe.
Different reality.
Yeah. Literally, a different reality. So you watch, if you watched 20 minutes of the Mueller hearing, you would have had to think something's going on.
Yeah.
But if you're watching 38 seconds of sound bites on Fox and Friends in the morning
while you're
pushing your little white kids off to school.
Fucked.
You're thinking, well, that's it. This is what a waste of time. I can't believe the Democrats are going after poor President Trump like this.
You know, I was driving around and going through the AM dial for talk shows. And if you live in a place like Florida, you can find some wild fucking shit out there. A
lot of Jesus.
And I heard a little bit of this Brian Kilmeade radio show.
Oh,
he's
great, isn't he?
If that's what you listen to, the world is crazy. I mean, it's bananas. Oh, God. It's like The Walking Dead in Mexico with immigrants coming over in caravans. That's what they make you feel like, you know? Stupid.
So Trump did chat with some reporters today on the lawn.
Okay.
And obviously they struck a nerve because he gets really pissed off at one reporter.
No shit.
And by the way, you'll be shocked to learn that he's wrong.
Right.
He says, no. He went and corrected that. He came back and he had a correction. Did you not see it? You're not reporting that. You're fake news. That's why nobody listened to your fake news. When the question was, are you concerned about the possibility that you could be indicted after you leave office?
Right.
Has nothing to do with what Mueller corrected himself on, which we talked about yesterday, which was that exchange he had with Ted Lieu when Ted Lieu said, but the only reason you didn't indict Trump, I'm paraphrasing, is because of the OLC guidelines.
Yeah, the Nixon bullshit.
The memos,
yes.
Mueller said, yes.
Okay.
When before he hasn't said that.
Right.
That made it sound like he would have thrown 20 indictments at Trump if he could have. And that's not the message Mueller wanted to get out, because Mueller couldn't even think about the possibility of shelling out an indictment. And again, they wouldn't even accuse the president because he would have no recourse in court to answer these charges or whatever.
But Mueller didn't take that back. Didn't correct himself.
He corrected himself on that bit, but nothing when he said over and over that Trump can be indicted after he leaves office.
Right.
There's nothing anywhere that says that you can't indict him after he leaves office. There is nothing that says, except for the statute of limitations. If he gets reelected, there could be problems because, you know, obstruction, what if it's 5 years or whatever? They could run out the clock. But so when he loses his shit here and goes after this reporter, he's not talking. They're not talking about the same thing.
You know, it's crazy.
Oh, go ahead.
It's just crazy that Mueller says it so plainly. The reason I'm not indicting the president is because of this memo. That should make people run out into the streets, lighting shit on
that's
fire.
That's not what he was saying.
Yeah.
He was trying to tell everyone because he couldn't even.
But that's the reason.
He couldn't even entertain the possibility of indicting the president from the outset. So,
but am I wrong to think
it's
a
consideration?
Not because of that memo.
I think everything, you know,
it's insane.
Mueller trying to stay within the lines of his mandate, for good or bad.
I thought his mandate was, I kept hearing this bullshit, we are following this investigation wherever it fucking leads. Unless otherwise instructed by this bullshit piece of paper from the Nixon era.
Well, right. And he did. And then he farmed off shit. But he couldn't indict because the president, there's nothing he could do, regardless of where the investigation led him.
Is it because of instructions from the DOJ or that memo?
Same thing.
The memo from the Nixon administration,
which was reaffirmed in 2000, in the year 2000, by the Department of Justice.
Right. Oh.
Here is Trump.
So stupid.
Listen to this pivot. He's been squealing and tweeting total exoneration. And now he's claiming that Mueller somehow never had the right to exonerate. His argument is that he was supposed to just send an opinion.
Oh, yes.
Or just send all the evidence to the attorney general, who then decided what it meant.
An opinion.
So there is no such a thing. He didn't have the right to exonerate. And, you know, it's very interesting. People mention exoneration. That was something where he totally folded because he never had the right to exonerate. And it was covered very well by Congressman Turner and put to a conclusion.
Congressman Turner is a lunatic right-wing nut job.
Yeah, yeah.
Trump sucker.
By Congressman Turner and put to a conclusion. We were, if you take a look at not only the report, beyond the report, take a look at not what he said, but what he was forced to say. And even your networks and your network and your network.
Here's the thing he does where he's like, and you know it, and you know it, and you know it's true, and you know it's true.
But didn't he say earlier, I'm sorry, am I in a bizarro world?
Yes.
The president has said Mueller's report exonerates me.
Over and over and over and over and over and over.
So what is this?
Well, because they came up with something different to say.
My God!
Because Mueller came out on TV and said, I did not exonerate.
All of this is bananas. The fucking Nixon memo is bananas. This is bananas. It's bananas that our Congress can't start the impeachment shit. We are living in a bananas time. This is nuts.
They can. They won't.
Yes, they're opting not to for some fucking reason.
We were, if you take a look at not only the report, beyond the report, take a look at not what he said, but what he was forced to say. And even your networks and your network and your network and your every one of these networks, they put up their hands. You know, we had a couple of cases with, actually, we had about six cases.
Which means two.
Is it a couple? Is it six?
Yeah.
Well, God damn this guy.
Again, you know, he's talking numbers, so that means.
Lying.
Two.
Lying.
I guess this was actually yesterday
evening. In your network, in your network, in your network.
This is yesterday evening, this morning, I thought.
Networks and your network and your network and your every one of these networks.
You get a car.
They put up their hands. You know, we had a couple of cases with, actually, we had about six cases where they asked our people, our representatives, television networks, please don't come in tonight. We're not going to be doing much on it. And the reason they're not, because it's over.
He means that the news people were saying, don't come in tonight because this Mueller thing was boring. We're not going to cover it. We're not really going to cover it.
Is he just making that up?
Lying.
Well, yeah. Or did Stephen Miller mention that to him? Is it?
Or some right-wing asshole on OAN said, we're not even, we were going to have other people in here, but we don't even need to.
OAN. Does Trump think of OAN like CNN?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he loves
OAN.
That's
the one he loves, yeah. He's coquettishly looking over at OAN from Fox, because Fox doesn't completely suck his dick all the time.
I've never even seen OAN. I haven't seen one show on it.
One American News Network.
Oh, shit.
Which I do have a story about, actually.
Look at my penis.
But let's finish this. This is Trump. Now listen to him when asked about getting indicted when he leaves, and WikiLeaks. He starts off saying WikiLeaks is a hoax, just like everything else, and then he gets mad.
Right.
But remember, he loves WikiLeaks. He loves the WikiLeaks. Now WikiLeaks is a hoax.
Right.
This is a hoax, just like everything else, and all of those problems having to do with crime were the biggest hoax of all. It was a witch hunt, a total witch hunt. And when you saw Robert Mueller's statement, the earlier statement, and then he did a recap, he did a correction later on in the afternoon. And you know what that correction was?
Yes. The correction was, no, I did not say that the only reason I did not indict Trump is because of the OLC directive.
Yes.
That is not what I said. That is my correction.
Right.
Mueller said.
Right.
I didn't not.
Yes.
Indict him.
But if we didn't have this little piece of paper, how big do you think that memo is? So on one piece
DOLC
of paper.
DOLC memo? It's probably like 100 pages. Or
100
so.
Pages.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
100 pages. 100 pages preventing this society to get rid of this loon. You gotta be kidding me.
And you know what that correction was? And you still ask the question. You know why? Because you're fake news. And you're one of the most. And let me just tell you.
God.
The fact that you even asked that question, you're fake news. Because you know what? He totally corrected himself in the afternoon. And you know that just as well as anybody. Caitlin, Caitlin.
That's just not true.
When does he get to the point like, you're fake news? Here, arrest them. It's, take them away.
Well,
take them away.
If he could, he would.
God, someone stand up to this piece of shit. Come on. I dare you. Damn.
Well, yeah, and we need some reporters taking one for the team. I mean, you're not going to get arrested or anything. The worst that's going to happen is that you'll be banned from covering him. So they don't want to lose their spots, you know, as the White House correspondent and shit.
Wait,
so
what's his face doing at MSNBC?
Some of them should stand up and just say, that's a lie, Mr. President. That's not true.
What about that guy in MSNBC who goes to places and he gets kidnapped and beat up all the time? And he
Richard Engel?
Send Richard Engel. He'll do it. He doesn't give
he'd
a
rather,
fuck.
He'd rather be in Afghanistan.
Probably
I think,
boring than, to him.
Yeah.
He'll do it, though. Wouldn't he do it? Send Richard Engel. Deploy Richard Engel.
So that's our president. We're all so proud.
Yeah. Listen, do you think these new MSNBC, do you think they're looking around, we've got to cover all these stories? Do you think every once in a while, I'm like, we got to send Richard Engel, man. He's the only guy that will go down there. He's crazy. Send Richard.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think he decides where he goes at this point.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's murmurs today.
Lawmakers.
Some murmur. Lawmakers. Susan Collins may not necessarily run for re-election. She may see the writing on the wall. Remember, there's that.
That money.
Isn't there a couple million already slated to go?
Well, Pat, because she fucked the country by voting for friend of Squee.
Over $1 million was raised in the week after they announced the campaign to get rid of. This is Gideon.
Yes.
The Sarah Gideon, the House Speaker in Maine, is a Democrat and is lining up to challenge Collins.
Yes.
It took a week for her to raise $1 million. Collins reportedly raised two in the whole quarter.
Okay.
And we'll see. You know,
But, you know, if she went to confirm this guy that supposedly is going to end abortion, aren't there a bunch of nutballs that want to give her money to get reelected? Didn't she win there?
Oh, sure.
Love?
Yeah. Oh, she got. Know. Yeah, she got some big donor stuff.
Right.
Because they want to try to keep the Senate, but her standing is eroding. They're saying even in Maine.
Is she going to primary Trump?
Who?
Susan Collins. No. Is that what this is?
She may lead. No, I think she may.
She's tired of
she
it.
She may say fuck it. Yeah.
Well, listen, Susan. Thanks for confirming that piece of shit, Brett Kavanaugh. Now you can just leave. Now all these rich white guys, they don't want to work with Trump anymore. They're like, fuck it. They can go back and sit on the boards of companies and have a great, comfortable life. Meanwhile, they leave behind a steaming shit sandwich. Thank you.
She was
God.
In the morning consult that does polls on how senators are faring in their own states. That's where we last week found out that the most loathed senator in his own state is Cocaine Mitch McConnell. Way underwater, approval versus disapproval.
Wow. What a shock.
But Collins was reliably one of the most popular.
Yes.
At one point in 2015, hitting a 78% approval rating in her own state.
Wow.
After she won re-election with 67% of the vote.
Shit, man. That's huge.
Now she's down to a 45% approval.
Oh, shit.
But a 48% disapproval rating.
Dang, Susan, you really fucked up. Jesus Christ. That's a 20% decrease, if my math is correct. In the 60s to the 40s.
Bloomberg says the Donald Trump era has been hard on Collins. Ooh. Her votes for the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court and against the president's effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act have her drawing fire from both sides.
So
she voted, John McCain cast the vote that killed it. But she was one of the handful of other senators that voted no also.
But then she supported Schittler with Squee.
Well, right. So that's why both sides hate her.
How does that... Why does that make any sense? Why would she do that?
Don't ask me.
That's just...
After clutching her pearls and pretending that she had all these problems, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
With him. And then she decided... Right. Remember she gave that speech where she was like, it's just the Democrats making stuff up and going after... Trumped up charges many, many years ago, blah, blah, blah. So,
imagine you're Christine Blasey Ford. You got to talk about some horrible fucking rape that happened years ago. And then Susan Collins trashes you. It's made up. It's trumped up. It's this. It's that. God.
Recently, she went against the president by criticizing him for the crowd chanting send her back and for the tweet about going back, meant to go back to the countries you came from.
She didn't like that.
She said for her to be told to go back is truly beyond the pale and extraordinarily offensive. America's strength is that we're a nation of immigrants,
right?
Blah blah blah.
I mean, so she's gonna go in the private sector and make a fuck ton of money. This is the best news. This is the best thing that ever happened to her. Now she doesn't have to deal with Donald Trump anymore. She doesn't have to deal with everybody in Maine telling her what the fuck to do. Listen, intern, we're in the middle of a news show. It's very serious.
Stop kissing me.
Our country's in turmoil over this Donald Trump.
Stop harassing me.
Yes.
Collins said that the current bitter political atmosphere in Washington is so bad, the level of discourse is so vile.
No, come on.
She said she's had tons of death threats.
Yeah, oh, that sucked. That's horrible.
Including one that landed a man in prison for 18 months.
Oh, shit.
Threatening to put a 9mm bullet through her brain.
Jeez. Wow. What an asshole.
The man in question was threatening Collins over her support for Kavanaugh. So that was apparently allegedly a liberal.
That's fucked up. But hey, Susan, now you're done with government. You can do whatever you want. What company are you going to serve on the board of? What pharmaceutical firm, right? What do you think? What do you think she'll... Pharmaceuticals? Finance?
Who knows? She said she'd rather be dealing with policy.
Oh, yes.
I want to go back to talking about prescription drug prices and issues I'm working on.
But it's too toxic. It's too toxic an environment.
How dare you people hold me accountable for my votes?
It's your job. God, you know, there are people that go in coal mines. They work in coal mines. It's literally too toxic down there.
And Susan will be okay.
Yes. I mean, you know, I don't want to make light of these fucking death threats. That sucks.
She gets a nice pension. She gets she gets health care.
Yeah. And don't they have their own private pharmacy in the Senate? Well, can you walk down to the base and be like, I need a big handful of opioids.
Well, I think you need
give me some Viagra.
I think you allegedly need a prescription, but apparently
that
doctor that Trump loved and wanted to put in charge of the VA.
Louis Gohmert waddles down here. I need some Viagra.
Was really happy with to oblige with a script.
Mitch McConnell's gonna massage me later. I need a Viagra. You think you said Mitch McConnell was underwater in Kentucky?
Hated. The most hated senator in his own state.
We've talked about his appearance a lot, right? Like, I would compare he's got the skin of a Nazi that's just about to get melted by the Ark of the Covenant. That's what I'd say about him. Would you agree?
A blobfish painting?
Oh, yes.
A portrait done by Salvador Dali.
intern, send an apology letter to the Blobfish.
Well, by Salvador Dali.
Oh, yes. But I think what Mitch needs is a makeover. Well, what would you do? Seriously, what would you do?
I don't think.
Don't make a joke about this. What would you do for a makeover? What would you do with that hair? Would you shave his head, maybe?
Well, the question is, what color bag?
Ski mask. Imagine if Mitch, like,
I think a fetching balaclava would be great for Mitch.
Oh, God. Right.
Although, wouldn't that be like trying to stuff toothpaste back into the tube?
You just got to cover that
trying
face.
Trying to put his face into a balaclava?
Yes. Elaine Chao's like, well, that's how we fuck.
Ooh, they don't.
Well.
Come on. Stop.
You're right. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Faithless Friday already. This week went fucking fast.
Jeebus!
We're going to whip out our secular atheism.
Ooh, yes.
A little more than usual.
Dude, I came across some fucked up religion stories this afternoon, just seeing them. You know, it's crazy. Just Jeebus. This Jeebus shit.
There's a new
it's out of control.
There's a new documentary. It's going to be on the HBO. I saw about a book that came out a few years ago,
right?
Called The Family.
Okay.
And it's I was going to save this for tomorrow, but fuck it. The Family. Investigative reporter Jeff Charlotte wrote a book called The Family, all about a secretive Christian organization wielding influence throughout Washington, D.C.
Great.
They call themselves the Family.
Okay.
They've historically shunned publicity, preferring backroom deals and secrecy. They have a mansion on C Street, which is the residency of a number of conservative members of Congress live there.
Oh, I see. A little fuck pad. They have a little fuck pad.
So now Netflix announced a 5-part docuseries taking a closer look at the organization. So you're going to hear the squeals of Christian persecution.
Yes. So wait. Let me understand this. So the Family, they own a spread somewhere in Washington where all these fucking right-wing nut jobs like to live when they're not at home with their constituents. And then what? Drugs, prostitutes?
Well, lots of Jesus and judgment.
Yeah. Well, they don't really like that, though. I mean, they're into fucking...
In my 20s, I stumbled my way in. And what I found is a secretive Christian organization called The Family that's been hiding in plain sight for over 80 years.
This was a group with tentacles around the world.
A humble example of leadership that the world has never seen.
That's one of the guys in The Family.
Oh,
what's so weird now is some of them are slithering out into the light because they don't fucking care. They're emboldened. Now they're like, yeah, we're proud.
We want
a Christian theocracy here.
Just like these white supremacists
in
Charlottesville marching with their tiki torches, no hoods.
The world has never seen.
That guy.
Yeah.
The
leadership that the world has never seen.
That leadership like the world has never seen. He's a family loon.
A humble example of leadership that the world has never seen.
Right. A breathtaking enmeshment of church and state.
There were congressmen, senators, world leaders.
And they say it's about faith, but there's a shared understanding that what we're really about here is power.
I'd like to single out Doug Coe
and all of us.
That was GHW at an event singling out Doug Coe. The second person is Bubba, Bill Clinton, singling out Doug Coe.
Wow.
Who is the leader and founder of The Family.
So Bill Clinton is blowing the whistle on this guy.
No. Bill Clinton is sucking the dick of this guy back in the day.
Oh, God, these neolibs. Right.
Doug Coe and all of his associates. I'm grateful.
Doug Coe and all of his associates. I'm grateful for them.
So let me understand something. So the Family had their arms wrapped around Bill Clinton back in the day.
I don't know about arms, but they may have latched onto a nipple hair or two.
Oh, okay. Is this where all these bullshit crime bills came from?
I mean, part of it, it's all part of the bullshit.
Yes.
Coe and all of his associates.
This is the official trailer, by the way, for the Netflix
God damn.
Oh, Doug Coe and all of his associates. I'm grateful.
Doug Coe is the longtime leader of the family.
He's the most powerful man in Washington you've never heard of.
He said the more invisible you can make your organization, the more influence it will have.
The more invisible you can make your organization, the more influence it will have.
Oh, shit. Was that Eleanor from the McLaughlin group?
No, I don't know who that was.
Jesus plus nothing. It's a powerful thing. Using the National Prayer Breakfast, they dispatch representatives to build relationships with foreign leaders. That is exactly the kind of meeting that I would want to exploit. For the family, Jesus says you must go to those who are in positions of power.
God always uses imperfect vessels to do his perfect work. President Trump's an imperfect vessel.
Jesus is the answer, but Jesus in capital.
That's the shit like Jim Baker and the guests that they have on say all the time. We know that Trump's imperfect. But the Lord uses imperfect vessels all the time.
Imperfect? Is that another word for rapist?
Oh, well, yeah.
President Trump's an imperfect vessel.
That's why you bring up, what about the fact that Melania's episiotomy was still healing when he was blowing a load in Stormy?
Well, I don't know what this family is like. I don't know this family, but you know this family, there's all kinds of like rape and bullshit. You know what I mean?
Well, just they're conservative like any other religious fucking, Republicans, of
any
course.
Other religious organization. You know,
perfect vessels to do his perfect work. President Trump's an imperfect vessel.
Jesus is the answer, but Jesus and Capitol Hill don't mix.
Because we want our family to stay together.
Creepy.
Jesus and Capitol
Only
Hill.
Only on Netflix. Starting,
don't mix.
Starting August 9th.
Oh, fuck. Damn, I want to see that, but I don't know. Depressing. That sounds interesting.
So creepy as fuck. These Christianists.
Guys, stop with this Jeebus, please.
And in the video of that, there's a cut of Mike Pence gazing lovingly at the back of Trump's head.
Well, he's got to be the main guy in the family, right? Don't you think?
Very popular.
Yes.
And now they have those, not only do they have National Prayer Breakfast.
Intern, do you the intern?
I'm feeling a little scrutinized for some reason.
Hey, did you put that picture of the intern up on Facebook or anything?
No, not yet. That's
a good one. Hey, intern, you know we're doing a show. Does she think we're talking to her?
We're doing a show on the other side of my spit screen, staring at me. I see these ears.
We are in
a
desperate situation politically, intern. It's not about dog treats. Okay.
Oh. How wrong you are.
Yeah, you're right. Give me that
It's
dick.
Always about dog treats, right. Isn't it? Stop it. Hey.
Stop it.
Okay. So.
Microphone.
Shelby.
Stop it. Hilarious.
So on Netflix on August 9th.
Right.
Not on Amazon Prime, which you could get at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We get paid, baby.
But on Netflix.
Right. Okay.
Which you can kind of get through Amazon.
Yes.
Somehow.
I mean, how many fucking Jesus lobbyists can there be? I mean, we've got the family, right?
Well, they're
all over the fucking place.
Look at you. You can't throw a dead cat here in Pensacola without hitting a church. Not that you should be winging.
I mean, did these guys
felines around? Yeah.
So obviously, the family, they just dump money into campaigns, right?
Yes.
Jesus.
African-American community is trending on Twitter after Trump said that Sweden's letting our African-American community down by keeping ASAP Rocky locked up.
But Trump, why is it race then? What if I'm a fan of ASAP Rocky, Trump? What about that? Is it he's black, so he's like, well, this black guy, he can only have black fans.
Trump's probably upset that he's not getting his way. How dare the
Swedes? Who the fuck are they?
How dare the Prime Minister, Stefan Löfven, not bow to his demands?
Well, I think what we're seeing is there's...
Let that black guy out.
Right. There's an African-American who's not in our jails. He's in their jails. He's like, we want to put him in our jails.
Right. And suddenly, you know, Trump is a...
Oh, big fan.
He's a big fan and a and a champion for,
oh, yes,
for black people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let's just ignore the fact that our government had to sue him so he would rent his apartment buildings to people of color. I'm not making that up.
Infant Troopin is also trending.
Yeah, he said that, Infant Troopin.
Something about, yeah.
Infant Troopin.
I think it was supposed to be like an infantry troops or I don't know what he was
y'all,
even.
Y'all going Infant Troopin this week?
Anonymous.
Oh, yeah.
An anonymous.
God bless the United Shush.
That's so, yeah, there's a little taste of that, ooh, a little taste of Faithless Friday, the kind of stories that we're going to get to tomorrow.
Absolutely. God, and get your Ten Commandments out of my asshole, please.
Oh, there's a Ten Commandments story tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, of
just
course,
a tease. But, just a tease.
What kind of tease is that? We have one every fucking Friday. We should stop calling it Faithless Friday and call it stories about the motherfucking Ten Commandments yet again. That's what we should fucking call it. And only because it's in that movie with that fucking gun loon.
That's not really the reason, but yes.
But no, I mean, the Ten Commandments are popular because of that movie. It has a lot to do with it.
The Ten Commandments are popular because of religion in the South.
You're telling me, but that movie, Ten Commandments, iconic. Are you going to argue with me that it's not iconic for the Jesus?
Right.
Did she just bite your fucking nipple?
Bit me in the chest. She just bit my.
She bit your nipple.
Tried
dude.
To bite my tit.
Hey, listen, Shelby. He's not going to be able to nurse.
Well, this is appropriate then.
When animals get pissed.
The funny thing is, she's like lounged in my lap here.
She broke your nipple,
and she's just—it's just her like one paw and her nasty, vicious teeth.
Right, right.
They're gnashing at me. When animals get pissed, everybody. Well, let's see. We've got Florida, New York.
Are there not animals in other fucking states?
Chicago.
Okay.
Minnesota.
Right.
And South Africa. Where would you like to?
Well,
what animal story would you like to hear?
South Africa is obviously going to be about a great white shark.
Is that your first guess?
Minnesota. Whatever. Okay. What is it then? Snakes?
Well, let's go to South Africa then. Okay. A veterinarian.
Hello.
In South Africa responded to an unusual call.
Right.
From some animal rescuers.
Okay.
So this is two levels of call now.
Yes.
Because some homeowners called these animal wranglers.
Right.
And the animal wranglers didn't fucking know what to do.
Yes.
To remove a leopard.
Oh.
From a resident's laundry room.
That sounds like a euphemism. I got a leopard in my laundry room.
The leopard, they got a call. Well, doctor, listen to this vet's name in South Africa. Dr. Cliff Bull.
Hey, Cliff, Dr. Bull. What's a veterinarian supposed to fucking do?
Well, of Craigview, I think they wanted to put it, knock it out. Yeah. He got a call by the SCPA.
Right.
I don't know what that is, about a leopard that had wandered into a garden, residence garden, and made threatening movements toward a worker and a dog.
Right.
They say apparently the maid walked into the washroom and saw the leopard, ran out and closed the door. So now they had it inside a laundry room.
Right. Jeez. If I'm a veterinarian, I'm like, listen, rescue, go fuck yourself. I'm not fucking with some.
He provided a tranquilizer.
Right.
The vets had somebody distracted the leopard through the window while he shot it with a tranquilizer dart. He said it's not impossible the leper wandered into the city. This is in I don't know, Craigview, South Africa.
I would be like leper
it's a town.
Or leopard.
And he suspects, though, that it escaped from an enclosure where someone was keeping it.
Leopards aren't pets. I don't give a fuck.
He said it wasn't as aggressive as other leopards.
Other leopards?
He's worked with.
Jesus.
So he thinks it was caged or a pet or something that got away, but they don't know. But
right.
How about your laundry? You're in your laundry room.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
And there's a fucking leopard.
Why do animals that escape, they always end up in laundry rooms? Remember that cobra?
Oh, yeah.
That fucking whacked out cobra in Central Florida was curled up in the laundry room.
We've got an update.
Crab diving update.
To a Florida story.
Fuck you.
We reported a couple of weeks ago about a
snake,
a giant monitor lizard on the loose somewhere.
Holy fuck.
A giant fucking dinosaur wandering around.
Oh, we got dinosaurs now. We got dinosaurs in fucking Florida.
And it's been spotted again.
Yay.
But not caught.
Okay. Not caught.
A large water monitor lizard first spotted on a Florida resident's porch over a month ago has made a second appearance in the same town.
Oh, okay.
A woman was in her backyard Sunday when she heard a strange sound that turned out to be a massive water monitor crawling toward her fence.
How big is this motherfucker?
I
mean,
it's pretty big.
Shit, dude. What do you do? What are you going to do if you see that, Shelby?
She captured video of the lizard as it fled toward a nearby wooded area.
God damn.
It's suspected to be the same one spotted in June.
Why is it in Florida? Some fuckhead had it as a fucking pet.
Yes. A local man said he believes the water monitor is a pet. It is his pet lizard, which escaped while he was in the hospital.
Hey, dickhead, I don't give a fuck why you were in the hospital. If you own a dinosaur as a pet, you fucking be responsible for that dinosaur. You figure out how it doesn't fuck with me.
I can't find me monitor lizard.
It's Florida. I can't find my monitor lizard. I don't give a fuck. MAGA. God damn. What?
So
how big is it? Did you tell me? It doesn't say in there.
They can be up to 200 pounds. It
Shit. 200 pounds. Motherfucker. Don't bite his finger off over there. He needs that to push the buttons on the board. I mean, shit, dude. 200 pounds.
That's
enormous. It's a big fucking thing.
It's a big giant. It's like a Komodo dragon.
What are authorities telling me to do? Hi, I'm walking around Florida. Oh shit! This is a 200-pound fucking lizard. What am I supposed to do?
I don't know if they
jump on its back like Steve Irwin does.
Maybe it's tame.
It's domesticated.
Maybe it's friendly. Maybe you could throw a tennis ball for it.
Tennis balls. Like it catches a tennis ball.
Florida. That's out of Florida. We'll do one more and we'll save some more animals for tomorrow.
So, I imagine you see this monitor lizard. You think you got it cornered and you're like, clever girl.
So Chicago, New York, or Minnesota?
I'll go with Chicago, Pat.
Oh, well, okay. It's a kind of a combined story.
Right.
There's a Florida aspect to it.
Yeah. Was it bath salts involved?
A 4-foot male alligator was captured Tuesday in Chicago's Humboldt Park Lagoon.
Now, wait a second. You know, the thing about Chicago is I love the parks.
My hometown.
The green spaces. Beautiful. Bring a blanket if it's not, you know, winter. You hang out. You lay there. Let your mind
several
wander.
Blankets if it is.
Oh, yes. I used in the summer, I'd fall asleep next to the lake without a care in my mind because I knew there's no fucking alligators. Now it's different.
Chance the Snapper, he was nicknamed. was captured Tuesday.
Jesus fucking Christ.
By a professional alligator trapper that they called in from Florida.
Well, shit. Because I was going to say, if there's a professional alligator trapper in Chicago, I mean, surely the guy's bored.
Frank Robb, professional alligator trapper.
Oh, shit. Boy, I'm Frank.
Was recommended by the St. Augustine Alligator Farm Zoological Park.
Recommended. So someone called some zoo in Florida, like, listen, we got this.
They had the word alligator in the title.
we need you to recommend an alligator guy that's going to give us a good deal.
Well, the St. Augustine Alligator Farm Zoological Park has now adopted Chance the Snapper. Will be making his way to Florida.
They better swear that Chance doesn't escape from here. This place. Oh, wait!
In fact, he already has a Facebook page,
no,
apparently.
We've got plenty of fucking bullshit here. But wait, what kind of asshole?
They're doing, the zoo posted on Facebook, it's doing everything it can to make the gator feel at home, including, they put up a Chance the Snapper welcome banner.
Doesn't read.
They're playing Chicago music, and they're going to get him pizza.
Did you make up all that?
This is in the story. I believe
that alligator
tongue-in-cheek
wants to eat people. They think it's funny. Why don't you keep the alligator if you guys up there in Chicago think it's hilarious? Now we have your fucking alligator.
Chance was brought to the zoo by plane.
Oh, okay.
And released to stage setting to be released today.
Did TSA stick their thumbs in his cloaca to make sure he wasn't smuggling
when
anything?
When a staffer removed the tape holding his jaws together and released him into a pond.
Mr. Alligator, we're going to need you to remove your belt and shoes and please take your laptop.
Chance is in a quarantine pond.
Oh, okay.
To make sure he's free of disease.
Right.
And then he'll be released to play with the other gators.
We have plenty of fucked up animals in this state. We don't need to go to Chicago and bring back more fucked up shit.
So Chance the Snapper.
You keep Chance.
Well, the main question is, what is a 4-foot alligator doing in Humboldt Park's fucking pond?
I will tell you. Some dickhead had it as a pet.
Yes, undoubtedly.
It got to be about 3.5 feet. And he's like, you know what? This guy's looking at my cat all googly-eyed. I got to get it the fuck out of here. Boom, I put it in the lake in the middle of the fucking night. What do I care? You know, my dad didn't hug me enough. I have reptiles as pets or whatever.
So there you go. A little bit of animals getting pissed.
Wow, man.
Getting caught.
Well, Chance won the lottery.
Chance did. He could have gotten killed. He's lucky somebody didn't just
froze
to
death.
Shoot a gator in Chicago.
Yes. He could have met another gator and had little gator babies. Surely there's somebody else in Chicago that's got an alligator. You know?
Oh, of course. Sure.
You guys understand that if there's some reptiles out there, if you have it as pets, they get really fucking big because they're essentially goddamn dinosaurs. It's not like this thing we have in the studio.
Right.
It's not like the intern.
Who's pretty
yeah,
putting up quite a fight right now.
You know, intern, I'm glad you're not a reptile. I'll say that.
Don't forget, you can help us out.
Yes.
crabdiving.com/Amazon. We appreciate those that do buy shit.
Right. I don't think Jeebus meant for humans to have reptiles as pets. They didn't mean it. Name me a reptile that makes a great pet.
Yeah, I don't know that they're, like, affectionate.
They don't give a fuck about you.
Right.
As long You're as, a food as, source.
Yeah. Well, unless you give them food.
Yeah. But still, they're like, hey, look at that food source feeding me. That's some weird shit.
I won't eat that yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Is all that's happening.
Right. If you're feeding some reticulated goddamn python a hamster, that python is looking at that hamster thing. I'm going to eat that. I'm going to eat the dickhead feeding me the hamster. Everybody's getting eaten. That's my goal.
Or if I don't get a hamster.
Yes.
You're next.
You think I'm staying in this aquarium?
Or that baby in the cage in the bassinet would be great.
I want to give your toddler a hug.
I think it's about time for us to just about bail here.
Yes. All right. Don't bite his fucking finger
off. She's
not
really biting hard. She's
right.
Mouthing.
Mouthing.
A new poll.
Poll.
Really quickly.
Right.
Out of Ohio.
Fuck you.
A important swing state.
Ooh, yes, swingers.
The only Democratic presidential contender that would beat Trump in Ohio right now.
Yes.
As being polled.
Right.
50 to 42.
Right.
Is Biden.
Dang.
The rest
man.
Of the other Democratic candidates are all within margin of error.
Okay.
So some of them might be up a point or two, but still within the margin of error. Whereas, according to this, Biden is way ahead of Trump in Ohio.
Is anybody in Ohio going to Elizabeth Warren's Medium, her blog page, and reading about all the shit she wants to do for this fucking country? God damn.
Between Trump and Sanders, 46 would vote for Trump, 45 would back Sanders.
Okay.
Same thing with Elizabeth Warren right now. 46 would vote for Trump, 45% would choose Elizabeth Warren in a
46?
Matchup between the two in Ohio.
Percent of the people? What's wrong with them? Did they not read the news?
It's Ohio.
What does that mean?
Jim Jordan represents a district in Ohio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jim. G-Y-M Jordan. That's who you mean,
there
correct?
There are places in Ohio that are horrific, apparently.
God damn.
Really white and bigoted.
Ah.
Let's get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5
Yay.
To 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, always available at crabdiving.com.
Yes.
Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is Rated R Comedy. Or find out his schedule at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Let's pass around a joint. Same time tomorrow, everybody.
There's a leopard.
The enemy's got to be engaged. Bone's got to meet bone. Sword's got to meet shield. The axe has got to come down on that skull. And in the end, we'll see heaven.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.